Welcome to the Bloom Your Mind podcast, where we take all of your ideas for what you want and we turn them into real things. I'm your host, certified coach Marie McDonald. Let's get into it. Hello, everyone. I'm so excited to tell you everything I have to tell you today. I am on this really buzzy high from the experience that I had recently turning another idea into a real thing. And it happened almost a week ago now, and I'm just still just spinning from the buzz of how wonderful it is. And, you know, over the last few weeks, I've had the privilege to do some incredible travel that I've been planning and saving for a while. And, you know, I've been exposed to these examples of people turning ideas into real things in many different ways. A couple of months ago, I was able to travel to Nashville for a work conference where there was this gathering of a mastermind of coaches, of all of these coaches. And I'm in this group with about 20 coaches who are really sort of throwing a lot of love and heart into their business. So a smaller group of pretty successful coaches creating programs that are just trying to change the world. And so I was at this example of an idea that started as one person's desire to support coaches to change the world in a positive way. And it turned into this thing where there were hundreds of people there and then 10 in this sort of smaller group. So this was an example of someone that had an idea for her professional life that she made real. And she's been persevering and doing it for like 10 years or more and has this business now that is a container for many, many of us, that is a support system for many of us who want to have a positive impact on the world to do our thing. So that was amazing. And then for my 45th birthday present, my husband took me to Las Vegas. Just not my favorite place. If you love Vegas, I love you, but it is not my favorite place. We did have a great time, but the thing that was amazing, most amazing there, well, was spending time with my amazing husband. We had such a really fun time having 3 entire days. When we first got there, we got into the hotel room and my husband was like, I have no idea what to do right now because no one's calling my name and asking me for anything. It was really amazing to be away from our beloved kids for a few days and just be humans together. So fun. But a true highlight aside from hanging out with that guy was going to a U2 concert where I got to see an example of them having made their ideas real over and over again in this way that has just really impacted a lot of lives. So there were these big events that were examples of people having made their ideas real. And for U2, I like knew every word to every song. Big U2 dork. They have been in my life since I was in my teens and really have been through different albums of theirs, have been big in my life through lots of hard moments and wonderful moments. You know, weddings and funerals, like just all the ups and downs. And so it was really beautiful to think of their creation, their boldness, their artistry. They feel like people that I know, you know, like they sort of carried me through a lot of my life and they'll never know me. And that was a beautiful example of the impact that making your idea real can have. And then, you know, I am a geek for this. I want every single one of you who is listening to take your ideas, whatever they are, for your own life, your own world, your own family, your own friends, your own community, your own body, whatever they are, nothing is too small. It's planting a garden or, you know, like learning to make candles or taking a trip. None of it is too small. Whatever that idea is, it can be something that's just changing a habit, getting up earlier. Or it can be, you know, becoming you too. It could be, you know, a lifetime of albums that you're putting out there. Whatever that idea is, I am in your corner asking you to give yourself the benefit of the doubt. You get to believe in yourself. You gotta give yourself the same love and support that you'd give somebody that you really care about who has an idea they want to make real. And we all have ideas. You might not know what yours is, but we all have things that are little twinkles of possibility in our life or something we could do differently, be differently, or something we could literally create and put out there. So I had these incredible experiences. I've also been sitting on the board of trustees for my kids' school, where I constantly have this experience of like, who started this school? I mean, I know who did, but dang, am I glad that they did, you know, that they had the idea and then moved on it, because all of these lives are impacted by the fact that we get to be a part of this thing that wouldn't exist if these few people that had this idea didn't make it real. So I am all about it, y'all. I'm starting a new membership that is really low cost, month to month, taking all of the ideas I talk about on the podcast and doing deep dives one by one into all the skills and ideas and ways of being that it takes to make ideas real, and having a lot of fun and silliness while we're at it, because that's who I am. And so I want to take this other example of an idea I made real lately that's more on the my personal life, and sort of use it to break down the steps. And I've done this before in a little bit of a different way, but I want to share with you in a really doable way the steps that it takes to just turn something from this like little twinkle of hope in your heart into something you're actually experiencing. And the reason I want to talk about this is because it's just a really inspiring outcome that happened from this one. So I've started businesses. I've, you know, renovated houses. I have made tons of paintings. I've written half a book. I have this podcast. I've created group programs. I've turned a lot of ideas for retreats and trainings and workshops and furniture, all kinds of ideas into real things. This one was an idea for my kids, for my daughter specifically. And I want to talk to you about the process so that you can do it yourself. This idea was for a menarche ritual. I have Irish roots. I'm from Ireland, Wales, and Scotland, and so this little sort of area of the world. And a menarche ritual there is celebrating the first time that a woman starts her cycle. And so I had this idea. I heard about it from one of my best friends. She did a menarche ritual, and I was like, I'm really interested in that. And I had this idea to do it for my daughter. And the first step that you take, that I recommend that you take if you have some twinkle of an idea, whether it's change your health habits, write a book, whatever, all those things I just said, is you ask yourself why you want it. Why do you want it? And you got to make sure that before you put time and energy into something, the reasons that you want it are good. The reasons that you like, the reasons that are, you know, that feel in line with your values and who you want to be in the world. And then you have to ask, who will you have to be to pull this off? If you've never done it before and it's something new, who do you need to be? How do you need to think? How do you need to feel? How do you need to be okay with acting in order to pull it off? And you start without knowing how you're going to do it. So let's break this down. I started knowing I wanted to do this menarche ritual, and I thought, why do I want to do it? Well, I thought it is 100% in line with my values and my mission. My goal is to be fierce and tender. That's who I want to be, fierce and tender, and to be a stand for what's possible. The possibility I see for our children is that they will not feel shame about who they are. Their bodies, their minds, their faces, they will not feel shame. That they are self-possessed in their unique expressions of themselves, and that they know they have nothing to hide. And when I say they don't feel shame, like, yes, shame is a human experience. I want them to know how to process shame. But my goal is to minimize any shame that comes from association with who they are being like wrong in some way. So my goal is to instill confidence in children, for children to know they're just right exactly as they are, and for adults to know that too. You can change, but first know that you're just right right now. My goal is also to call out weirdness. It's weird that we don't talk about menarche, about bodies changing, about women's cycles starting, and about menopause, about women's cycles stopping. It's weird that we think it's weird to have bodies that do normal body things, and that there's shame associated with that. So I knew that doing this ritual was in line with that. It's weird that we're taught as women to constantly know exactly what we look like and be aware of what we look like. It takes us out of being in any experience. And it's weird that we know we're valued based on that quality of beauty more than any other quality. And by the way, our looks is like mostly not impacted by us. It's genetic, right? It's like, yes, self-care, diet, exercise, fashion, hygiene, these things impact what we look like. And in my opinion, should be a source of play and self-expression and experience in life, but never the source of our self-confidence or our shame or our worthiness. So I want individuals and especially young people to know that they're beautiful because of exactly who they are, and that beauty looks all different ways. And that beauty is just a thing. It's not like your ultimate value. It's one thing you can play with, but it's nothing to judge or be judged by. It's weird that we don't honor our elders. So I stand for the possibility of us knowing that we're all beautiful, of us honoring our elders and seeking their wisdom, of feeling no shame in who we are while still knowing we can change. And I stand for women being with one another in community and people being with one another in all different kinds of community, openly discussing their commonalities. So this one was the commonality of everybody starting their menstrual cycle at some point and talking about what it's going to be like, talking about what our bodies go through and how we can support one another, how we can be allies to what other people's bodies do, to growth spurts and facial hair and voices changing and all the things that bodies do when they're not having their first cycle. So all of these things are things that are really good reasons for me. I want to teach the community of young women that are just about to get their cycle that it's not weird. It's amazing and miraculous and a source of power and beauty and wonder, and that they can have each other's backs and adjust each other's crowns and own it, that they can rest when they get their period, you know, and they don't have to ever hide supplies. They don't have to be ashamed when they talk about what's going on. And so I knew that all of these reasons were reasons that were really important to me. And I knew that one of my top values is contribution. And so if I can contribute this to these young women and to their families, it's really in line with my values and something I want to do. So once we know that the reasons we want to do something are good, are sound, we like our reasons, then we got to ask, who do we have to be in order to pull it off? I knew that to lead a ceremony, y'all, talking about, you know, things that some people are uncomfortable talking about with a bunch of 11-year-olds, I was going to have to let go of control. I was going to have a really strong plan for exactly how it would all work to make sure all of the families had all the information they needed to feel comfortable sending their children and then coming and joining for the women's circle afterwards and participating. I needed to make it really inclusive, to have it all operationally sound, have all my descriptions of it out there. But also, once I was actually in it, I had to flow with whatever happened. So I thought about how I needed to think and feel. I needed to be relaxed, have a sense of humor, but also remember that everything is important too, right? Everything that everyone says could be a moment that's really important to them. So I am holding the space for all of these humans that are having an experience that's important, right? So I had to feel both, like, you know, the importance of it, that I'm holding the space, the responsibility, but also humor and lightness and silliness, because there were going to be a lot of giggles. Y'all knew it. So the next step after deciding, yes, I love my reasons and I know how I have to think and feel and act, is to start talking to people about it and information gathering. I researched menarche. I researched coming of age ceremonies. I talked to friends. And then I started talking to all of the families of the kids. I said, hey, is this cool? This is my vision. Do you want to be a part of it? I started inviting people. And I visualized the outcome that they feel safe and included. And so I started coming up with methods to achieve that outcome. I was going to facilitate a circle where all voices were lifted up, where everyone had a chance to speak. I wanted it to be led by the participants, by the young ones. What do they want us to talk about? What questions do they have? I created baskets for everyone to put coming of age gifts in. And I created a potluck so people could bring foods that are representative of their culture and their way. And then lastly, after I had sort of created this plan and then put it out there, knowing I could not be attached to it going exactly as I envisioned, then it was time to make sure that my joy was in it. I had a dance party written into the middle of it. I invited everyone to sleep at my house, 9 girls, for a slumber party afterwards so they could shake it off. and, you know, dance around and have fun after the ceremony. I'm a maker, you know, I'm really hands-on with stuff. Sometimes I like making things. So I wrote them all little letters about what I hoped for them. And I put wax seals on them and I stamped their initials in the wax seal. And then I put cozy cushions out for every kid with a blanket and a pillow in their little basket, so they felt so special. And after the whole experience, the hilarity of picking up 9 children in my car and my husband's car and bringing them home, of leading the ceremony with all of the giggling and all of the visualizations and meditations and the deep conversations, and then having all of the mothers and aunties and grandmothers and anyone who was an important figure come that also has a cycle and talking about this. And then this slumber party happening afterwards, what I heard from everyone was, thank you. This is something I will never forget. I never would have had that time with my child. My child will talk about this if they have children. This will be their story. This community of young people know how to support each other better now. Thank you. And it just gives me the chills to think about that, because it is so easy to have an idea and just not act on it. But when you do, you can change so much. You can change everything, right? Whether it's something small that you just are changing how you feel about following through on what you say you'll do for yourself, whether you create something in community that could have an incredibly positive impact on the people that you love, or whether you do something like you too and make music that's out there in the world that can change people's lives. I am here to support you to do it. What is your idea? It takes some moxie to make them real sometimes. It takes determination and it takes dedication and courage. I'm starting the Moxie membership, which is this month-to-month program that you can be in for a whole year or forever to be a part of this, to tap into the group Moxie. That's coming out soon. I want to help you to make your idea real. What is your idea? Whether you do it with me in any way, whether you work with me or whether you go and do it out on your own or with someone else supporting you, I am cheering you on. What is your idea? You don't have to know how. You just have to know who you need to be in order to pull it off. Who before how? That's what I've got for you today. Thank you all for being here, and I will see you next week. Thanks for hanging out with me, friends. If you like today's episode and you want more of them, please take 2 minutes right now to subscribe and give me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Then send this episode to a friend. See you next time.